Good morning. This is Becky Speet, the Christian Direct Seller, and I'm thrilled that you're with us this morning. Today here in the United States of America, it is Memorial Day, and this is a really special day here for all of us that are Americans because we want to honor and we want to let all of those know that have served, how much we appreciate them. And this is for our fallen soldiers as well as our soldiers that are still actively serving or have served, and also for their families and their spouses and their children because of the sacrifice that you've made for our freedom. I just want to say thank you if that applies to anyone here on our call. I'm so incredibly thankful. I did my focus on my newsletter this last week around Memorial Day as well. So if you haven't checked that out, you might want to go over to my blog, BeckySpeeth.com, and hit blog, and there's a video there with some great tips around your business, but also just honoring and recognizing those service people that have really been there for us. Today, I want to talk to you a little bit about being in the Lord's Army. And I just couldn't get the military out of my mind. I used to love as a little girl to be able to go to the Memorial Day parades and line the streets, and you could start feeling the drums as they, you know, your heart beat according to the drums, and it was just such a fascinating experience, just waiting in great anticipation for the marching bands to come through and to see the soldiers in their uniform, and it was just such a thrilling moment to me, and I just felt so patriotic. And, like, I was a part of something so much bigger than myself. Even though I was sitting on the top of my dad's shoulders, I felt so big inside. And I know that that's how I can do right with my Lord. I can sit on his shoulders and he can hold me in his arms. And he's the one that will fight our battles for us. But he does expect us to be actively engaged in this war. So I was looking up some different things, and I just wanted to share them with you. I can remember as a little girl and Sunday school singing, "I'm in the Lord's Army," and get so excited as we would act out this song. And for those of you that haven't heard it, I'm going to read it for you. It says, "I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never fly over the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's Army. I'm in the Lord's Army, yes, sir." And we would salute like we were just so proud to be one of the soldiers for the Lord. You know, I also remember as a child singing in Sunday school, "Onward, Christian Soldiers." And the lyrics to this say, "Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the Royal Master leads against the foe, forward into battle, see his banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. At the sign of triumph, Satan's host doth flee. On then, Christian soldiers, on to victory. Hell's foundations quiver at the shout of praise. Brothers, lift your voices, loud your anthems raise. Like a mighty army moves the church of God. Brothers, we are treading where the saints have trod. We are not divided, all one body we, one in hope and doctrine, one in charity. When the saints established that I hold for true, when the saints believed that I believe too, long as earth endures, men in faith will hold, kingdoms, nations, empires in destruction rolled. Crowns and thorns may thrones may perish, kingdoms rise and wane, but the church of Jesus constant will remain. Gates of hell can never against the church prevail. We have Christ's own promise, and that cannot fail." So, to me, it just is such an encouraging thing that the Lord is on our side. We're part of the army. We already have read the end of the book. We know that we are victorious. So why do we have to stay engaged in battle? Why do we have to be engaged against the enemy? And why is this even allowed? You know, we are in a spiritual war. It tells us that in the Word. I'm not exactly sure why we still have to battle, but for some reason, it tells us in the Word that we do. And it tells us in 2 Corinthians 10:3-4, though we walk or we live in the flesh, we're not carrying on our warfare according to the flesh, using just mere human weapons, for the weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood, but they're mighty before God for the overthrow and the destruction of the strongholds. We are here on this earth to overcome the strongholds of the enemy. It tells us in 1 Peter 5:8-9, "Be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind. Be vigilant and cautious at all times, for the enemy of yours, the devil, rolls around like a lion, roaring in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour withstand him. Be firm in faith against his onset, rooted, established, strong, immovable, and determined, knowing that the same identical sufferings are appointed to your brotherhood, who are in the whole body of Christ throughout the world. So take heart that we're not in this all by ourselves. How do we fight? We need to fight by being well-balanced. We need to be temperate. We need to not go off on every single emotion that rises up within us. We need to be cautious at all times. We need to make sure, not be afraid of the enemy, because the Lord tells us that he's actually underneath our feet. And he's been disarmed, and we'll give you the verses for that in just a minute. But we have to make sure that we understand that we have to be smart. We have to be wise soldiers. We have to be careful we don't just walk right into the trap of the enemy, which is in the whispers that he whispers into our ears and into our minds and into our thoughts. It tells us in 1 Timothy 6:12 that we need to fight the good fight of faith, lay hold of the eternal life to which you were summoned and for which you confessed good confessions of faith before many witnesses. Realize right now, if you have Jesus in your heart, you are a part of God's army. You're one of the soldiers of the cross. We are charged in 1 Timothy 6:12 to fight that good fight of faith. Faith is one of our strongest weapons against the enemy. That's how we can also lay hold of that eternal life. We've been called to this. And we need to confess the good confessions of faith to everyone. We need to stand in faith without fear or anxiety. 2 Timothy 4:7 says, I have fought the good, worthy, honorable, and noble fight. I have finished the race. And listen how he finished the race. I have kept, which means firmly held, the faith. It tells us in Colossians 2:15 that God disarmed the principalities and the powers that were ranged against us and made a bold display and public example of him in triumphing over him in him. God disarmed the principalities and powers that were ranged against us and made a bold display and public example of them in triumphing over them in him and in it, which is the cross. The enemy is disarmed. So if you're walking around afraid of the devil or afraid of the enemy or afraid of Satan, whatever you want to call the evil forces, we do not have to worry about that. The enemy has been disarmed. He has no weapons against us except for the things that we allow to infiltrate our minds. It tells us in James 4:7, be subject to God, resist the devil, stand firm against him, and he has to flee from you. It tells us in 2 Samuel 22:4 that when we call on the Lord, our God who is worthy to be praised, we are saved from our enemies. We are guaranteed the victory. According to 1 John 4:4, it tells us that you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he that is in the world. We know that the enemy was given the world, but we were given the keys to the world. Jesus went through his death, resurrection, burial, and resurrection. He went to hell and he took back the keys of hell and of death. We have guaranteed the victory. So let's listen to what it tells us in 1 John 5:4-5 about how do we overcome the world. For whatever is born of God, if we've been born again, overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. It's our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? In 1 Corinthians 15:57, it says, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory, making us conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. It tells us in Romans 16:20 that the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. We have that power. Jesus gave us that power. So how come it still feels like sometimes that the enemy's attacking us and we just sometimes get down or we give into that? It's because sometimes we give in to those whispers of the enemy and of the devil. It tells us in Isaiah 54:17 that no weapon, not one, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. This is your inheritance. This is your right. And their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. So know that no weapon formed against you, no one's tongue that's whispering, even the enemy's, can stand against you. It tells us in Luke 10:19, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Not some of the power of the enemy, so sometimes we have to take a lick from the devil. No, absolutely not. Behold, I give you authority to trample on the serpents and the scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. We have the power, absolute power. I want you to know that today you're a part of a very special army. God's given you your direct selling business, or if you're an entrepreneur, your business to be a minister in the marketplace. He's bringing people on a daily basis to you. If your eyes are open and your mouth is open, your business is open. So open your eyes, open your ears, open your mouth, because that is where your battlefield is going to be. But it's also your greatest field for harvest. It's up to you to walk out this victory that Jesus has already given us. We know that we read so many scriptures about the Lord. He's our strength. We've nothing to fear. It tells us in Psalm 27:1 that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my defense of my life. Who shall I dread? In Psalm 144:1-2, it says, blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war. He's trained us already. I went through all the scriptures about how we do that. And my fingers for battle, my loving kindness and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield, and he in him who I take refuge, who subdues the people underneath me. It tells us in 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, though we walk in the flesh, we don't war according to the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but they are divinely powerful. The power comes from God to destruct all fortresses. We're destroying speculations. Those are assumptions. Those are things that we just assume or that may appear that could possibly happen or could be something that we could think about. But the Lord tells us that we need to destroy the speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. And we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. So we not only have to have faith, we need to praise, we need to believe, we need to destroy assumptions and speculations, and we need to do this by taking every thought captive, because the real battlefield is in our minds. It's what we think, then we open the door to the enemy if it's not according to the Word of God. Our victory is guaranteed according to John 16:33. These things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world, you're going to have tribulations. But take courage. I've overcome the world. It tells us in Ephesians 6:11-17, to put on the full armor of God. As soldiers, I mean, can you imagine if our military went out without any weapons and without any artillery, if they went out without uniform, they didn't have any helmets on, can you imagine? They'd be destroyed. But no, not only does our military have their armor on, they have the favor of God as well. It tells us in Ephesians 6:11-17 to put on that full armor of God. So soldiers, put on the full armor each and every day, that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, that you may be able to resist the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. So if you feel like you're just getting beat up and you know you're a soldier of God and you're doing the things that we've talked about already, the Lord says to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming missiles of the evil one. There's the faith again. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You know, while we're talking about that sword, I want to also look at Hebrews 4:12. It tells us, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing the division of the soul, which is the mind, will, and emotions, and of spirit, of joints, and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. So where's the real battle? It's the thoughts and the intentions of our heart. We need to stand firm, mighty soldiers. We need to have faith. We need to take this commission that the Lord has given us to be ministers in the marketplace and stand as good and faith-filled, faithful soldiers. I want to read out of the message a little bit more about that armor. Think about this. How many times have you felt like you're battling against a person? You're not. It's not about that flesh. This is spiritual warfare that we're engaged in. It tells us God is strong and he wants you strong. So take everything that the master has set out for you. Well-made weapons of the best materials. Don't you want the best of what God's given you? If he said there's going to be tribulation, he promises that he will equip us. Don't you want to take hold of all of those good weapons that made of the best materials and put them to use so that you'll be able to stand up to everything that the devil throws your way? It says here that this is no afternoon athletic contest that we'll walk away from and forget about in just a couple of hours. This is for keeps. It's a life or death fight to the finish against the devil and his angels. But guess what? We win. Be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get, every weapon that God has issued, so that when it's all over, but the shouting, you'll be still on your feet. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than words. Learn how to apply them. You'll need them throughout your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon. In the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out. Well, I hope that this has encouraged you as a soldier of the faith and as a soldier of God this morning. Know that we are here to uphold you. We are here to make sure that no one drops out or falls behind. Stand strong. Link arms. And embrace your armor. And serve the Lord well so that when you get to the end of your race, you too will hear that you were a good and faithful servant. You were a mighty soldier for the Lord. I want to go ahead and lead out into prayer this morning. Father God, I just thank you so much for your love. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your mercy and your grace. Father, you know that Maria this morning has asked me to pray and believe and stand in faith with her for her job. This is the week that she finds out what the results were for her interview, and she believes that you have placed her here. She promises to be a faithful servant to you, Lord. So I pray that you will continue to perform a miracle, that we will see the reality of this miracle even yet today, that she will have favor go out before her, and that you will guide and direct her steps. Lord, I thank you for Sarah's heart. I thank you, Lord, that she always is concerned about others, and she's always has such a caring and a giving heart, Lord. We thank you so much for that. We thank you for the servicemen and women, Lord, that have served. Keep them strong. Lord, I thank you for their families and the sacrifices that they've made for freedom to follow in your principles and in your way. We love you, Father God. We thank you for them. I pray that you'll provide all of their needs, and they will have not just their needs met, but they will have abundance. Lord, I also pray for Sarah that she will not worry and she will not have anxiety according to your word, but that she will see what is rather than what may or may not be. Lord, I just pray for Kimberly this morning as she, we lift her home up to you, Lord. I pray that your peace that goes beyond understanding take root there, that it overflows from her heart, and that cooperation begins to take place. We bind the enemy that would cause confusion, destruction, distraction in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I also pray that you will give her the boldness and spirit to speak, as well as with Linda, to others about their business opportunity, Lord, that you will recruit them, not just recruit them into their business, but you'll recruit them into your army, that they will use their business as a way to bring others to your saving knowledge and to become a part of your kingdom as well as their businesses, Lord, and that they will come quickly. And, Lord, I do pray for these Oklahoma victims who have lost so much, Lord. They're such a strong and resilient people. I pray that you will bless them. Lord, I pray that you will provide all of their needs, that you will give them a stronger sense of who you are, that you will help them to feel your embrace. And, Father God, with this potential rallying against this funeral, Lord, this is nonsense. We bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. You may not operate in or around any of these people's lives. Stop it now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you tell us in your word that we are far above all principalities, that we are far above all powers, that we are far above all rulers of darkness, and we are far above all evil spirits. Lord Jesus, you raised us up, and you made us to sit with you in heavenly places where there is no room to be found for the devil. Satan, we put you on notice. You have no room in our homes. You have no room in our businesses. You have no room in our bodies. You have no room with our children. And Satan, wherever we are, there is no room for you. We submit ourselves to God. We will resist the devil, and he will flee from us in terror. Glory be to God that we are a winner and that we rule and we reign in Christ. We love you, Father God, and we thank you for the victory. And we thank you that you even cared enough about us to give us your word to show us the end of the book. We know how things work out. Keep us faithful. Help us to be deliberate. Help us to be good soldiers, because we know without your grace and your mercy, we can do nothing. We love you, Father God. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to just share just a real quick minute with you before we hang up and we stop the recording today. I want to give you some confessions that you can actually write out, put them on your bathroom mirror, put them next to your computer, put them on a little card in your wallet, wherever you have that you can see. Because these are great confessions of faith, and they're all based on the Word of God, and we know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And so we want to have those positive confessions of faith to help our faith be raised up. If you feel like you're under the attack of the enemy, or you just want to embrace and take your serving of the Lord as a good soldier for him to a whole new level, here are some confessions that you can actually make, and I'll be posting them on the web. The Facebook page, The Christian Direct Seller, as well as on my timeline later today for you. But you can say, I am far above all principalities. I am far above all powers. I am far above all rulers of darkness. I am far above all evil spirits. Jesus raised me up and made me to sit with him in heavenly places, where no room can be found for the devil. Here's the verdict, Satan. Satan, you have no room in my home. Satan, you have no room in my business. Satan, you have no room in my body. I am healed. Satan, you have no room in my children. And Satan, wherever I am, there is no room for you. I submit myself to God. I resist the devil, and he flees from me in terror. Glory to God, I am a winner, and I rule and reign in Christ. You know, I forgot to give God the glory for one other praise report that came in this morning. We've been praying for Cammie's neighbor, and we've got really great news. She's completed her treatment. She's actually feeling some of her appendages that she hasn't felt in a very long time, and the Lord is healing her. And so we want to give God the glory for that, that the manifestation of her healing is taking place. So praise God, and we thank you for that miracle, Lord, as well as for the miracles that you are going to continue to bring forth in her life. I believe her name is Diane. So, Father God, we just thank you for that. Well, I just want to let everybody know that I appreciate you being with us this morning, that we are going to be putting the confessions on Facebook later. You can always post your prayer requests if you have them or message me on the Christian Direct Seller Facebook page. And know that I'm here praying for you, and God has a mighty, mighty plan for you this week. Remember, you're the victor, and you're an amazing soldier in the Army. God bless you, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.